I understand we have six baskets that we're doing. So for those of you who don't know.
Okay, Rhonda is going to be in the back where she was at for registration. And Amanda, and I need one more volunteer to come up and collect money, please. Who? Pam. All right, so Pam and Amanda are going to collect money. Then Rhonda will be in the back. And then Chad will be the auctioneer. And Bill does the credit card. So, and I'm just on the side. All right. So, all right. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
If you have money, please stand up so Amanda can see you. If you're sitting down. No, Pammy. Okay, if you cannot stand up, raise your hand, please. All right, everybody ready?
All right, let me do this. All right, let me take over from here. I got it. It's all good, Corey. I got it. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. All right, for those of you who don't know, I actually was a licensed auctioneer for a few years here in the state of Indiana, so I have experience with it and do it mostly for charities and stuff now. So anyway, just a few little things. Just so everybody knows here, if there's a tie, such as a tie like between two people, or especially if there's like a tie between when I say sold and someone tries to do another bid, it is the auctioneer's discretion, okay? So your best bet is to bid early and bid often. Try if you can, for example, like if you're, you know, a husband and wife kind of a thing, don't bid against each other to go for the same item that's going to go to your house anyway. No, don't do that. Be fair to everyone. Give others, you know, give everybody, you know, real chances to bid, and don't jack up the bid, the price of it. I know we all want to do a fundraiser, but let's still be reasonably fair about it. And I guess other than that, just bid early, bid often. I would actually prefer, if you would, to both raise your hand so that if there is a sighted or semi-sighted person, they can see your bid because you may be the last one who gets it, and also yell up at me. No, hey, I'll borrow your eyes first and help out. So there you go. So other than that, I think we pretty much covered. I'm not going to go into huge blabs about everything else because we only got six baskets, so we're not exactly, you know, super pushed for time. So yeah, please describe the first basket for me, Corey, and what's all in it, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, this is kind of funny because the first one I grabbed was actually me and Tyler and Alex's. So this is 2009-2010, and inside there is, hold on. Okay. It says the basket's title is Digital Age and the Fan Classes of 2009-2010, and Amanda. Okay, now I can actually read it. Okay, it says gift cards from Amazon. Hold on, something app. Hold on.
I need some like pants. Alex, come up here real quick because you were the one who did it. Bad thing is holding a wireless.
The class of 2009-2010, it's a digital age value of $225. There are $25 gift cards to Amazon, iTunes App Store, Starbucks, Texas Roadhouse, Uber Eats, Donald Brown signed a jersey, Dan Dachik, a golf t-shirt, a scarf, and other t-shirts, courtesy of MS Communications, a 1070, the fan, Indianapolis.
Yep. Okay, just read that. Let me explain that. If there is a reserve, I want a person to come up and tell me. Don't tell me where everybody can hear it, and here's why. Because we want to get the bids as close as we can get it, and you know where we want to see where we have to go to get there. We don't necessarily want to start at the reserve. You want to try to start the bids lower to encourage bidding, then get to the reserve, and if you can't get into it, then it's a no sale, or if it's close enough, the person with the who is selling can decide whether they want to accept it or not. That's the way you do it. So if there is a reserve, tell me. Just tell me. Yeah, that's the way you do it. Because you want to encourage bids.
Alex,
you got to get bids before you can determine if you're going to sell.
Text me the value.
Or Alex, just what? Tell me. Okay, that is okay. Now that was what the value was told me. Guys, I got this. I've got this. I will get there. Let me do it. Guys, let me do it. All right. You've heard the basket. Good stuff in there. Start me with opening bid. How about $100? Can I start with $100?
You're a mixer. Do you know like those?
Start with 100. 50. Play along with me, guys. I got this. $50. Start with 50. 50. 25. 25. Gonna get $50. 25. Gonna get 50. 25. 50. Anybody? $50. 25. Gonna get 50. 27. 30. $30. $30? $27, now $30. Anybody $30? $27 to get $30? We're nowhere close to the reserve, guys. Get the bids up. $30? Anybody $30? $30? Now $35. $40. Let's go $40. $30, $40. We're a long way to go from the reserve. $30, $40. $30 to get $40. $40 bid. Anybody $40? $30 and $40? $30 and $40? $30, $40? $40? No sale. No sale. Nowhere close. Unless you want to lift the reserve. Okay, no sale for now. We may try to come back to it. What's the next one? Minimum reserve, it's the same thing.
Well, see what's going on here. I'm trying to stay out of it. Man. This one's my microphone.
Okay,
here.
Chad?
I'll hold the mic. That way, if you got to read anything
else. On the bottom.
We're going to have Judy.
Okay.
No, it's not.
The next basket up for bid is the kitchen basket. It is a cash value of $30. It is a cheese and vegetable slicer, a six-piece cutlery set with cutting board, a two-slice toaster, brown coffee mug with a saying on it that says, "Justice, kindness, humility, it's a guy thing." A USB personal fan and a flashlight. That is the kitchen basket.
Is Connie Basowski in here? Connie, are you in here? Okay, I need another volunteer to run, please. Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
There's a reason that it basically it kind of manipulates the bits, though. It's, anyway, because you make it more, but you got to start low to get there. All right, start me the opening bid. That's good stuff there. Can I get $50 for that? Start me $50 for that. $10. Anybody $10? Good stuff there. $10. $15. Anybody $15? You want me to work for it? I bet Tim to get 15. Tim over 15, you get a $15 bid. Anybody get 15? 10 over 15, you get a 15, but a $15 bid. Anybody get 15? Tim to get 15. $10 bid, not 15, you get a 15, but a 15, you get a 15. Anybody 15? 10 and 15? There is no, it's a cash value thing, but it didn't say reserve or minimum on it, so I'm going to assume it's sellable. 10, 15, anybody? Last call, 10, now 15. Sold it, $10. Who got that? Who bid that?
Jeremy,
good job. $10, it's yours. Good job. Ten. Are you guys listening? The low number is what was bid. The high number that I call is what I'm asking for.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it basically kind of sets the stage for what it should do.
I don't think I've ever done that.
The next basket is from the classes of 1981, 1982, and 1983. It's a really nice basket. It has two metal straws with a cleaning brush, 2 silicone hot pads that are black, 2 hand towels, birds, and flowers, 1 flower sack, dish hand towel with the state of Indiana, a Hallows Tactile Icon stickers, microwave, washer, oven, each has 9 stickers, 3 paring knives from Pampered Chef, a measuring spoon set from Pampered Chef, 2 coffee mugs, Lifestream and the new Interurban, Beekman goat milk bar soap, dish towel with a map of state of Indiana, 2 boxes of bicycle low vision playing cards, and an Indiana ETV cup with a lid and straw.
This is good stuff. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And nice soaps and amazing stuff. All right, this one should draw somebody. Can I get $200? Opening bid, can I get $200? $200. $100. $100. What? No. How about $50? $50. $50. Are you kidding me? Pampered Chef alone would be more than that. $50? Can I get $75? $50. How about $75? $50 and $75? $75? $60. $50, but to get $60 on a bid? Anybody $60? $50, but to get $60? $50 and about $60? $60, now $70. $60, but to get $70? $70. $70 over there. Now $80. $70 and $80. $70 and about $80, but to get $80 on a bid? $70, but to get $80? Anybody $80? $70, but to get $80 on a bid? $70, get $80? Anybody get $80 on a bid? Anybody get $80? $70, but to get $80? Anybody $80? $70, get out $80? Last call. $70, $80? $80 anywhere? Solder back there. $70. Who got it? Who bid to $70?
Pauline,
good job. $70. $70. Good job.
This is another nice basket. It's a bathroom basket, a luscious oil of Olay bath set, a super grip suction mount shower tub handle, a small USB personal fan, a telescopic back scratcher, a cosmetic bag, a pear berry candle, 2 decorative soaps, and a loofah scrubber.
That's good stuff, guys. That's good stuff. Start me an opening bid. $20. How about 30? 20 and 30. 20 way back up to the left. $20 now. 30. Anybody? $30? 30 over here to my right. 30. Now 40. Ma'am, do you want it? Off to my left. 40. Do you want it? $40. Anybody? 40? 30. Anybody get 40? Anybody? $40 bid? Anybody? 30. Anybody get 40? Anybody? 40. 30 over here to my right. Anybody 40? 30 and 40? Anybody $40 a bid? $30 and 40? Sold it over here off to my right. $30. Who got it?
Myra.
Myra, good job. $30. Good job. All right, looks like we have an electronic basket coming up here. The basket isn't electronic, but what's in it is.
Wrapped up in a bag.
This is the electronic basket. Nothing, however, in the basket talks, but it does have electronic devices in it. It has an 8-mile Uniden walkie-talkie, a dual alarm clock with AM and FM radio, an atomic beam flashlight, a small pocket calculator, a digital coin counting money jar, and a USB personal fan.
Okay. All right, some electronics goodies for you there. Give me an opening bid. How about $50? Can I get $50? Somebody say 50 back there? Nope. 25. 25? 25 back in the back. 30. Anybody 30? 25, 30, anybody get 30? I'm at 25, but I want 30. Anybody 30? Just yell up at me. 25, but I get 30. Anybody 30 on a bid? 25, but I get 30. 30, but I get 30 on a bid. I'm going to get 30. 25, but I want 30. Anybody get 30? 25, but I get 30. 30 and 30. Sold it back in the back. $25. Who got it? Barb.
She can't have this.
Is it Barb Price? Good job. $25. You got it. Now we have that one. Now we have.
This is the last basket.
The one we did earlier. Is it another one? Oh, two more. There are two more. Okay. Okay. I thought there was a sixth one we hadn't gotten to yet.
Okay. Pretty box.
Okay. This is the last one, except for the first one that was put back. This is from the class of 8990. It's a party box. It has 3 tablecloths, 2 packs of plates, three packs of invitations, napkins, cups, table decorations, and balloons.
So if you got a birthday party or maybe a graduation or something like that, parties you got coming up, $20 over here. Now 30. I think that was Abby. 20, now 30. Anybody 30? 20 over here to my left. Now 30. 20, now 30. Anybody 30 for that basket, the party basket? 30, anybody get 30 down a bid. 20, anybody 30? Anybody get 30? Anybody 30? 25. I'll go your way. 25. Anybody 25? 20 and 5. Anybody 25? 25? Sold it right over here. $20. Abby, was that you?
Nope.
It was Teresa. $20. Miss T, good job. All right. Do we want to try that one basket again? Now, is there a quote reserve on it, or was that just the value stated?
A little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Alex Gillen from the class of 2010. So I'm going to explain this basket here. So, like it has been stated before, thank you. We had a basket called Classes of 2009 and 2010, and it's called the Digital Age and the Fan. So, we have a total estimated value of 200. Oh, wait, what was it? The. Okay. So basically all these gift cards in here, Amazon, iTunes, Starbucks, Uber and Uber Eats, and Texas Roadhouse, they're all $25 value. And then now from 1070 the Fan, you have a Donald Brown signed jersey, played for the Colts, Dan Dockage golf outing t-shirt, as well as a bunch of other t-shirts from the Fan. So that's what we were going for.
All right, we're going to try it again. We'll see what we get. Yeah, we're going to be helpful. I mean, I've done it without the mic. I can do it. All right. So you've got signed stuff in there, plus you got gift cards. We're going to try it one more time here because I think I'm under the impression the reserves, if it was a, quote, reserve, it's off of it, and we're just going to sell for what we can get. Am I right?
You're right. Okay.
All right, just want to make sure. All right. Start me an opening bid. 25. Can I get 50? 50 over here. 75? 60. How about 75 from you, sir? 75? 75? She's got 60 back here. 75, gentlemen, or anybody? 75. Sonia, 75? How about 100? You want it? $100? Ma'am, you want to bet 100? Okay. She said no. Anybody else? $100? Anybody else? $100? Anybody 100? $100 bid? Anybody $100 bid? 75, anybody give 100, anybody $100 bid? Last call, $100. Tony, it's yours, 75. Good job. Good job. All right, guys. I know maybe a little bit of a rough patch. It was the first time we tried this. But thank you, Bill and everybody, for letting me call the bids in the first place. And maybe next time we'll do a little more full-fledged this way if you guys want to try it. So thank you so much for letting me even take part.